I'm Christine Dean, and I'm excited to welcome Rich Mattson and Jermaine Gemberling of Rich Mattson and the North Stars for a Live from Studio A session, from Studio C, actually.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello. It's so good to be back.
It's great to have you back. Yay. And sorry to squeeze you into the tiny studio, but it looks like you fit.
It's
okay
very
there.
Cozy. I like it.
And there's air conditioning,
it's
so
nice.
That's nice. Well, it's so great to have the two of you back, and it's been a while. You put out a new album in February, and it's called Skylights, and we'll talk about mm-hmm. that. And you have a show tonight at Earthrider Brewery with the whole band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 6 to 9?
Yes.
From 6 to 9, all us, all night.
All right. Well, dang.
And do all the songs.
So when you have a long, do you add in a lot of covers? Or well, you have like the biggest repertoire. I'm pointing at Rich here. You have like the biggest repertoire of how many songs have you written? I think we talked about this at one of the last times you were here.
I've written a lot of songs, maybe like, I don't know, I've never put a number to it, but it's got to be up in the 300 range, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll probably...
And then covers, I've played a lot of those too, mm-hmm. so we'll mix in a few covers.
Yeah, we'll pepper them in through the night.
Yeah.
And again, that's tonight, 6 to 9 at Earthrider Brewery. Well, let's start with a song and then we'll come back and chat. What do you want to start with?
Sure. Let's do, we'll do In Flight. This was the first single from the new album. And it goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, you said that you would never fly. But now you gotta go back home. It would be such a long, long drive. Can you handle sitting back in coach? Redefine the miracle of flight. When you fly, can't wait to come down. Are blind, so incredibly dark outside. I hope the pilot knows where he's going and we make it all right. When we fly, the miracle of flight. I'm too high, I can't wait to come down. And it's not like I'm afraid of the sky. It's just I don't like waiting in line. And I don't like being confined to such a tiny space. Still we fly. And if you plan on leaving the ground, when you fly, you know they're gonna pat you down. You know why, you know what can be found. I'm too high, I can't wait to come down.
That's Rich Mattson and Jermaine Gemberling of Rich Mattson and the North Stars, and a tune from their most recent album, Skylights. And I heard that one was inspired by a trip you took out west.
Yes.
Yeah.
And is one of you particularly not fond of flying, or it just kind of...
I kind of hate it.
Yeah, I don't think either of us really loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't, the song kind of says it all. I'm not like scared of flying. It's just that... The whole process, you know, getting patted down and getting in that tiny little seat where you know, I'm 6 feet tall, and I think that's the maximum height of anyone in a
we were squished, really,
tight back there.
We were pretty squished.
And if you want more leg room, they make you pay more now. And
but we had a lot of room when we were flying back, and the Duluth airport, they were like, you can sit wherever you want. There was like almost no one on the plane pre-pandemic.
Yeah, that was nice.
Nice. Great. But that trip inspired a couple of songs, at least, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we went to Death Valley National Park and wrote a song about Death Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first track on the album.
Yep. Nice. Well, and you were you almost done with the album before the pandemic hit? Or
we had all the tracks laid.
Yeah.
We were still working on some of the lyrics for a couple of songs. Jermaine finished one of the songs during the, it was last May, we finished the lyrics, and that was after the George Floyd incident.
And
that really kind of drove it home. And,
a lot of big things going on in the world at that time.
But the album doesn't really include a lot of the pandemic songs. Those are yet to come. I wrote a bunch of those, and now I'm kind of like, I don't even know if I want to share these anymore. We're done with that crap.
Well, and that's what I was watching your you did a video album release back in February, which was so fun. and you in there somewhere it said we already have eight new songs written. So which I thought was hilarious.
A lot of time at home.
But you'd had these songs for a while, and that's sometimes the case. What did the pandemic kind of delay when you planned to release the album?
Well, it made it a little confusing as to how we were going to do it. And, you know, I was just out walking the dog as I do. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just put together a little video. Because I'd been doing a whole bunch of videos through the whole thing and just posting those on my YouTube channel. And Jermaine and I did a bunch of stuff together. And I said, why don't we put together like a variety show?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make some videos and just some footage of what we've been doing. And, you know,
We felt like we had to do something, and you know, we're so limited as to what we could do. And
I got real good at using iMovie.
Yeah, we love iMovie. We had a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you about that. Like, had you done much video before? And I know, Rich, you were one of those regular posters during the pandemic, and it was kind of fun to have those people that were, you know, like Galen Lee had her weekly show, and you know, Bill and Kate Isles have done a weekly live stream. I think they're still doing that. And you were one of those people that, and you were doing like different covers and fun things.
Yeah, mixing it up, different rooms in our house and outside, just trying to mix it up.
We even put our guitars on the three wheeler. Yes, you heard right, a three wheeler, not a four wheeler.
Yeah.
And drove it through the woods and just picked different variety locations and.
we made some fun out of it.
I was going to ask you, because you did a lot of different covers, and some of them perhaps that you hadn't done before with those videos. Did that inspire any covers to enter your...
vernacular?
What you play on
my
stage?
My repertoire?
Repertoire, thank you. I'm like, I know there's a word.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there were a few requests that came in from friends of ours, and I learned them. Like, there was a Dinosaur Jr. song, a friend of mine. He's like, you gotta learn that one. And that's right in my vocal range. It's a cool tune.
Which one? I love Dinosaur Jr.
What the heck? What?
I missed that. I'll look it up.
I gotta think for a second.
No, that's okay. I'll look it up and check that one out. I missed that one.
Well, you only did like, what was it, like 300 of them? So, yeah.
Yeah, I was doing three songs a day for probably about 2.5 months. And then,
wow.
I don't know what number I decided to stop at, but it was just, I think I had something else going on. And I'm gonna miss the show. I'm not gonna be able to do the three songs today. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, either
took
you were
a big
go
sigh of relief and didn't do it for a while. And
Well, it was a lot of fun to see you doing those, and I'm glad that you had fun doing them. I was thinking about you too, and you know, you're already a little bit isolated because of where you live, and then for a while you probably weren't able to have people record. I know eventually you figured that out, but so I thought that must have been like everybody's feeling isolated during the pandemic. I was wondering if like it was especially that case for you, being where you are.
Yeah, I did have a few sessions. It was really weird, you know. We into November when I'd have the windows open.
And we rented a Biffy and had it outside.
Yeah, and everybody was masked up, and nobody could come in the control room. It was usually it's this big celebration after you get a good takedown. Everybody's, you know, high-fiving and you know, yeah, that sounds great. You come in the control room, listen to it in there. But it was just, it was a little odd not being able to do all that. And then into November, we just took a break altogether from it. And I was doing some guitar tracks for some friends and helping with some songwriting. And
that gave us more time to work on getting the album ready, too, which we knew we didn't really want to release in 2020 after all. And we were like, well.
I figured out how to be a better publicist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I reached out to some people and, you know, worked on it myself and kind of compiled a big list of great radio stations. And
Speaking of radio stations, the two of you also started your own radio show, which I saw that. I thought that's so fun, on WELY.
Yes, it's called Northland Rumble. And, Rich and I are the hosts, and we just have an hour of kind of a mix and match. I mean, we just have everything in that hour. We're just
Sunday mornings at 9 a.m.
Primarily vinyl from our collection, some borrowed from his mother's collection. And,
I have. I've got a. I love my record collection, and this is my chance to show it off. So
yeah,
picking some deep cuts and not your typical radio.
Well, being that it is a tourist town on a Sunday morning at 9 a.m., you know, there's a wide variety of different types of people listening, ages and all. So we really try to think of that and, you know, play something for everyone.
We'll put some Deep Purple next to Etta James or something.
It's
just
fun.
Mix it up.
Yeah. Well, and on a station like that, you know, on independent stations like ours and them, you can have a little fun. You can mix things up a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't
have
to do a cookie cutter kind of thing. Well, that must be, and honestly, I think those are kind of the best volunteer shows, are those people that have that big record collection and are just crazy about
it's
music, and they're just sharing that, you know?
So. My mom handed down her 45 collection to me.
Nice.
These are from the late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, man.
And boy, those records
they're so scratchy, but they sound good.
They've gotten a lot of use.
A lot of love.
But, you know, you put on one of those Elvis records, it's amazing how loud they are compared to the others. Because, you know, we're recording this and it just jumps out at you. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and as I was playing the Elton John just before we started, I was thinking about how different things from the 60s and 70s sound versus things today. And as a producer, you know, how do you approach things, you know, like what do you think about the difference in the sound?
There's an amazing amount of bandwidth, you know, the sonic spectrum has really grown over the years. It seems like the older stuff is a lot more mid-range and a lot more... But, you know, it still has a lot of punch and a lot of warmth and groove. And now it's just everything is so expansive. And
okay, interesting.
And just, you know, you can really pick everything out that's in there. The newer stuff. I mean, you hear little ticks and bleeps and you go, oh, how'd they do that?
Oh, interesting.
I'm kind of amazed by it all.
Yeah, it's such a transformation in that, you know, however many years.
Yeah.
And how we approach that. Anyway, that's just kind of an aside. Well, why don't we hear another song? What do you want to do next?
Sounds good.
We're going to stick to these album cuts from Skylights, and we're going to do a song called Short Lived. It's a quick little ditty. What's that? No, I'm good. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4.
I took out all of the poppy seeds, threw them among the weeds. There's lots of poppy seeds inside a pot. Maybe next summer, if we're still on this bummer, maybe they'll bloom and they'll cheer us up. Why's it all so short-lived, and are we ever forgiven? Some people never do learn right from wrong. Oh, if I was a teacher, a father, a preacher, I'd try and sing a positive song. And remember that life, it goes on. Don't spend your whole life in cyberspace. That would be such a waste. Come meet me face to face. We can get down and
dance in the street, just bare naked, you and me. Maybe they'll notice and strike up the band. I just don't get it, I never did got it. I may never have it, but that's what you get when you do it your way, without anybody to give you direction, and you're down on your luck. Why is it all so short-lived, and are we never forgiven? Some people never do learn right from wrong. Oh, if I was a teacher, a father, a preacher, a rich man, a poor man, a male or a Spartan, I'm younger or older, guitar playing soldier, just trying to keep the positive sun, and remember that life, it goes on, remember that life goes on, remember that life, it goes on.
That is Rich Matson and Jermaine Gemmerling live from Studio A with another tune from that new Rich Matson and the North Stars album, Skylights. And I like that line, maybe next summer if we're still on this bummer.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So was that actually a pandemic reference?
I may have been talking about a different bummer.
Oh, okay. Okay, but it fits.
But yeah, it fits. It works.
Well, I'm sorry you had other bummers because the pandemic was kind of enough.
Yeah, that was a big one.
But I think that... a lot of people, had a tough time during that.
And we had our ups and downs. Mm-hmm. It wasn't all fun and music and dancing around. It was there were challenges for sure.
Yeah, but you were able to do some live music last year. During
yeah,
the
we did some
summer.
Virtual gigs and some outdoor gigs, which mm-hmm. were great.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some outdoor gigs and and
thanks
Earth,
to Earthrider.
Earthrider
really.
Has just been great. That's such a great venue.
Yeah, that setup.
I love that big tent.
Yeah, that setup has really been a wonderful outlet for music in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
It's great that they were able to pivot and kind of make that happen.
Yeah, we had a couple out backyard parties too, which
nice.
Was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we basically lived outside for a year, even when it was like 20 degrees out.
Well, and you know what? It can be done. It can be done for sure. And we're hardy people, so having to do more outside was not that big a deal.
Yeah, we had a lot of winter bonfires.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. And we should mention the other band members. And
absolutely.
One thing I was enjoying when I was watching the CD release or album release video was that you made sure that Keely and Kyle each got their own little spotlight.
We love those guys so much.
They're the best.
Shout out to Keely and Kyle.
Yep.
Kyle's on bass. And Kyle and I did a lot of ice fishing last winter. We barely caught a thing, but we spent a lot of time together and had a really good time just hanging out. And Keely, you know, he's got a little... kind of a little farm going on there in Wyoming, Minnesota. They
chickens and goats.
Yeah, he's, and he's got a little drum studio in his backyard, and he's laying down drum tracks for people.
Isn't it called Hot Dish Studio?
Hot Dish Studios.
Nice.
And we were able to do some recording together, but separately. Kyle's got a setup at home, too. So we tracked out, like I said, 8 songs, I think. We started... Well, Keely would send me the drum tracks, and then I'd do the guitars and my lead vocal, and Kyle would send me his bass track, and we'd put it together, and those songs are coming along.
Oh, so not only, I was thinking you just meant that you had them written, but not only do you have them written, but you are already working on them.
Yeah, we might re-record them, or I don't know what we're going to do with them. So far, so good. They're coming along.
If people were to go to the show tonight, are any of those songs in the repertoire?
Two of them, actually, yeah, from the newest collection.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Two of them for sure.
Yeah, we haven't had, now that we're getting back into business, boy, we barely have time to rehearse and work on this stuff. We're kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing gigs with some other bands, you know, with the Tired Eyes, Neil Young Tribute, and then my old high school band got back together.
I saw that.
Evel Street Dance.
That's
boy,
right.
That was a blast.
Tell me about your high school band. What was the name of it?
We were called The Imports.
Okay.
And that was our band from 1985 to 1987, mm-hmm. or maybe late 84 to 87.
Mm-hmm.
And we did all 80s new wave tunes. And we actually started writing songs with that band. We had two albums worth of material. And we recorded it all on 4-track. I still have cassettes of it.
Wow.
Pretty raw sounding, but...
What fun.
It's all there.
And how did the reunion happen? How did that...
We were invited... we played that... We got back together for our classmate, Connie Stryer. She had her 50th birthday party, and we had a reunion for that, and it was so much fun that she got her friends together and lobbied for us to play at the big street dance in Eveleth. And we got the call, and we put it together and had a couple of rehearsals. And we're like, wow, I can't believe how many of these songs we still remember, like, top to bottom.
Well, and you are...
tricky arrangements,
you
too.
You know, you are a musician by profession, but I'm assuming that some of the other people in the band may be, you know, insurance salesmen or something by this point.
Well, everybody could still play really
okay.
well. The drummer, Tim Leisman, just blew my mind how he just didn't miss a beat. And the bass player is Russell Burgum, who was in the North Stars for the year or two.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lives in Rochester now.
Okay.
He's a doctor.
Okay. So he's a musician doctor.
Yeah, and I think he still plays with the orchestra, or I'm not sure if he's playing a whole lot anymore. But
so even if they're not full-time musicians, they still were in it enough to kind of just, it was all like riding a bike, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. That's so fun.
It's a good time.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like you've kind of had a lot of positive things to kind of get you through this difficult time we've been in.
And the wonderful Jermaine, too.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps me going.
Well, we try.
And you've got Minnie the dog that was
Minnie
with you
dog,
last
yep,
time you were
she's
here.
A good motivator every day. And, get out there in the world and
yep.
get outside and... Now that it's summer, the gardens and stuff, but lately, whew, it's been a little hot for that.
Mm-hmm.
Quick little gardening sessions.
So you talked about you getting busy again. So do you have a lot of sessions booked at Sparta now?
Yeah, I've got a pretty full calendar through the summer and into the fall. And,
Is it people that were kind of waiting to, you know, they were...
Yeah, mm-hmm. a few like that, and then some stuff that I'm still finishing up from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're keeping busy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's hear one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Jermaine's going to sing one of the songs that she wrote on Skylights. She's very thirsty.
Yes, I ran out of water, so now I don't know if iced tea's not quenching my thirst, but...
Yep. You do your
the
best.
Song I wrote called Kiss the Sky, and Ryan Young actually played violin on this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
History.
That is Rich Matson and Jermaine Gemberling from Rich Matson and the North Stars, and another tune from their Skylights album. And I think I heard you say somewhere that you had the title for that song, Jermaine, before you actually had a song.
Actually, that one I did actually write when we were in the desert, Kiss the Sky, on a trip on his birthday. So I actually had that song written before. The one that I didn't was the other one that I wrote on the album called How Can It Be?
Oh, okay.
And that one kind of touched on some of the current issues in the world at the time. And I didn't quite finish the lyrics on that one until after things had kind of manifested in the summertime.
Okay.
So, but this one was done ahead of time.
Oh, so there are a couple of things that got finished after.
Yes.
After all hell broke loose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Such an interesting time we are living through. Well, and it's nice to be on the other side, mostly on the other side of the pandemic.
I guess we're not out of the woods yet, so they're saying, but
yeah, the cases are going up
a little bit. Yeah, we're upticking a little,
but
Minnesota's doing pretty good compared to a lot of places though.
Yeah. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, stay safe.
Also worth noting that now we're talking about her album. This is my first full-length vinyl release.
Yes, I was going to mention that.
And I still have 27 copies left. So
that's actually
order now.
That's not bad because you did 300, right? So
yeah.
So that's a lot of people took advantage of that.
Well,
already.
They may still be in the stores down in the cities too.
That's pretty sweet, though.
They got a bunch of them down there.
Yeah.
Well, and you and I are of the same. I think all of us are of the same generation here. So vinyl was like, that's how I started in radio, and there was no such thing as digital back then.
Yeah, and I figured the reason it took me so long is it's expensive, A, and B, it takes a really long time to get that vinyl back.
And
you
did
put it in your order? It took about 6 months.
Yeah. When did you put in your order for that?
It came out in February. I think we probably put in the order.
Was it like October?
I think it was like September, early September.
Yeah, okay.
We were worried that it wasn't going to make it back in time for the release.
Yeah.
We had to light a fire under them. Come on, we need these now.
I kind of have the impression that the pandemic made that worse, but is that?
Yeah, nowadays, okay. I think the wait time for vinyl is more like 9 months.
Yeah, I've had a couple people in here saying, yeah, we're waiting for that vinyl to come in. I'm not quite sure of all the production issues with that and the supply chain issues with that, but yeah.
Where CDs, you get them back in 10 days.
Right. And if you just put it on Bandcamp, it's there.
Yeah.
Yep, done.
So there's pros and cons, but man, it must be awesome to have that, hold that in your hands, your first vinyl.
When I put it on the first time, I got chills. I'll admit it. It was really great. Just I was like, what? Why didn't I do this before? This is what this music was made for. This is the bandwidth I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we have a vinyl library still, and it's fun to take out that older stuff. And there's often like a little story written on the back of the thing.
Yeah.
There was so much more room for information.
Yeah.
And it just was more fun, it seems.
Yeah. I've always loved that. I mean, I looked forward to that so much as a kid when I was getting my first records and like being able to look at the, you know, the photos and read the lyrics. That's just something that I love, you know. Like
we wanted to make the trippiest album cover possible. And I actually wanted to make it a gatefold sleeve so it folds out, you know, so it's double the size, but that was an extra $1,000. So we just went, you know, we just flip it over and the CD's gatefold sleeve, so.
Nice. Yeah, and tell me about the artwork. There is some kind of trippy artwork on
there. Yeah, Ely artist, Andy Messerschmidt. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah, Andy's got so much artwork it'll blow your mind just going through his website and looking at all the stuff that he's done. It's just incredible. He's a great artist. And I asked him if we could use this particular piece, and he said yes. And I said, wow, really? You're going to let us use this for our album cover? You must really like us.
That's wonderful. Well, it's a great album, and thank you so much. I'm glad we could have you in. And again, Rich Matson and the North Stars are playing tonight at Earth Rider Brewery in Superior, 6 to 9 p.m. It's all them. Watch them do a marathon.
Yeah, I guess three sets.
I guess, I'm going to say you get breaks in there.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll take a little breaks.
Well, it was such a pleasure to have you here.
So great to see you.
Looking forward to the new stuff, which it sounds like is already in the works.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. Yep.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much, Christine.
Oh, no problem.
And thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gill Housing and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To listen to previous sessions and to find out about upcoming sessions, you can go to KUMD.org under programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thank you for listening.